Good morning. We're cleaning with Chol Shabbos in Haggad Aleph. We did some base. Where the Chayadim differentiates is the situations where chitim or grains are exposed to water, which will cause them to start to sprout, which is part of the malacha of the malacha of Zareya. He gives us three different scenarios. One, when a person is putting it in the water with the intent that it should sprout. That he's chayv, as soon as he puts it into the water, even though it didn't actually sprout, even though at the end of the day it didn't happen, somebody took it out before it happened, or some other reason why it didn't happen, so the person is still going to be chayv because he had intent to be matzmiach it. In a case where the person had no kavanah for hatzmach at all, but if it lives, it stays there for a certain amount of time, it's going to be matzmiach. So a person has to put it there in a place where it's not going to happen, otherwise the secretion is going to happen. So in that case, it's only chayv, it does come to atzmach at the end. And since that wasn't his intent, so we see that he's looking at the malacha. There's two ways of looking at the malacha. The ikar of the malacha is the act of zriya, the act of planting it. So a person's planting it for the purpose of planting it. He's done a ma'aseh of zriya. So that's intrinsically a ma'aseh of zriya. The Chachinu says that's why if a person puts seeds into the ground, he's going to be chayav just for putting the seeds on the ground, even though the seeds never sprout. A person removes the seeds before it actually happens. Different than, for example, the malacha bishul. He says the malacha bishul is chazal, so the malacha was the bishul, the cooking. So if it doesn't cook, it's not oifah, baking. It didn't say the act of being ma'afah, making it bake. Is the malacha is oifah, that you're baking. So the malacha is the fact that there is an afiyah which takes place. But by zriya, the malacha is not the zriya which takes place, that the smicha which takes place, it's the act of zriya. Since the purpose of zriya is the hatzmacha, so that acts as a tolda of zriya. So the ikar malacha is the act of planting, whether it actually grows or not. And we do not have to wait to see whether it grows or not. This is not like the opinion of the Rishash that we mentioned. So a person puts it there for the purpose of sprouting, he's going to be chayav whether it sprouts or not. But a person does not put it there for the purpose of sprouting, and it's not in the ground, it's not a intrinsic ma'aseh of zriya. So what is it? Well, it's sitting on the ground getting wet. So that's not zareya unless the person does it for that purpose. The person intentionally puts it there in order that it should start to sprout. So since he didn't put it there for the purpose that it should start to sprout, so then he's going to be chayiv only if it actually sprouts. So if it's a secretion that's going to happen, that's going to be problematic. A person puts a large amount of seeds in that place, so it's about going to happen. The birds are not going to be able to eat all of it before it starts to sprout. So then he's done a malacha. It's a secretion. If he puts it in a place where people are going to walk and step on it, and it's going to prevent it sprouting that way, so it's not a secretion, so it's not a malacha. So we have these two situations in the middle. Let's say a person puts it into water to feed his animals. So he's intentionally putting it into water, but he clearly does not want it to be matzmiach. He wants it to get the animal should eat it, which is going to take place before it's going to sprout. So the act of putting it into water, not for the purpose of sprouting, is not an act of zareya. It's not going to sprout, so he's not going to be chayav. So that's what the Chayyadim introduces, that the malacha is the act of zareya, of putting something in the ground, planting it, not the fact that it grows. But since the purpose of planting is that it should grow, so that's a told. The act of putting something into water is not intrinsically an act of zareya, like putting something into the ground. So then it's only problematic if it's going to have the element of causing it to grow, which can be either because the person did it for that purpose, so that becomes a ma'aseh malacha. He's doing it for the purpose that it should sprout, or because it actually sprouts to the end, so he's caused that to happen, so that's going to be problematic as a malacha. So that's the recap of Siman Beis, and with that, Be'ez Hashem, we will move on with the next year onto Siman Gimel.